And they just said there's not a lot of law on their side, according to the family attorney. And they said the case established very little legal precedent. And it ended up being dismissed by a Superior Court judge who said the dispatcher's conduct was utterly reprehensible, but it hadn't violated the law. No duty exists between the surviving family and defendant because privacy rights don't extend to the dead, as I mentioned earlier. But they appealed the decision, and some people think they have a shot, and they talk about there's a 2004 case involving death scene photos of Vincent Foster, you know, the close friend, who had he shot himself in the head. In that case, the Supreme Court ruled that the government could deny Freedom of Information Act requests for the photos based on a family's right to survivor privacy. But now what if somebody just, you know, sent them out, send them to a friend or whatever, and the next thing you know, there's 200,000 results right. when you search for it. Then would they be able to sue them? I doubt it. There's a site called Juicy Campus that spread rumors about college students' alleged sexual escapades. There's one called Don't Date Him Girl that had dirty allegations about unsuspecting men. Anyway, two Yale Law School, these are female alumni, have spent years going after the perpetrators of this gossip about them because it was pretty nasty. Mm-hmm. You know, basically sluts, you know, so on and so forth. And while libel and slander are regulated by law in all the other arenas, in the cyber world, almost anything goes. And once AOL was immunized by that one ruling, it was pretty much, you know, a matter of going after the individual. And how in the world do you do that? But, you know, is there anything that could be done? It's 632 and 617-822-1969 is the phone number, WTTK.
This is Boston's Talk Evolution. WTKK.
Hear it again. Audio on demand and crystal clear streaming. Boston's Talk Evolution. 96.9 WTKK.com.
Okay, let's see. Did I call this station WTKK? That's what it's called. I think I said something else, killer.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, Drew. Thanks.
Hey, we're subs. 12th man off the bench. Sorry. Boston's Talk Evolution, 96.9 WTKK. 617-822-1969. Verizon Wireless users, it's a free call dial, pound 96.9. And we were just talking about this really horrible situation with the grisly photos of the crash scene, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, what can be done? Can anything be done? I kind of doubt it. I don't know. It just seems that does anyone really care even other than the few people who are terribly maligned?
Well, that's pretty much the MO of everything, isn't it? I mean, the people who care the most are the people who are affected the most directly. So, you know, I think people look at it like you and say, oh my God, this is horrible. We've got to do something to stop it. But what can you do? You really can't do anything. And that's why, Drew, this is the whole thing about the internet. Nobody can get their arms around this thing in any fashion,
I know,
whether it's policing the morality or advertising or anything. I mean, look what newspapers are going through. They don't know how to handle this thing. They don't know what kind of content to put out there. They don't know how to make money off it. And like you said before, and it's, you know, it's going to sound like a joke, but it's not. The only way to make money on the internet right now is through porn.
Well, you know, I was really stunned with this Craigslist thing, and they've announced today that they're what exactly are they eliminating erotic services?
That's just one of the little, you know, they're still doing everything else. I mean, it's a, you know, you can do almost anything on this thing and look for any, you know, whether it's personals or whatever. And I really believe that that's where all these people are just going to leave there and just kind of flow to a different section, which I would
sure.
imagine it's going to be. You know, personals, because you can, when you go in the personal section, you can look up almost anything. So I'm sure that that's where those people are going to end up, and they can act like they're going to police it all they want. But as you know, the police are generally one step behind, you know, the evildoers all the time. Yeah. You know, once you build the better mousetrap, they're going to find a way to get out of it. So they're going to find a way to duck this. It's a noble thing for Craigslist to do, but it's not going to solve a damn thing. I mean, that's just the way it is.
It seems it's noble, but maybe it's noble a little bit after the fact because
and self-serving.
Yeah. When I saw the Craigslist guy originally, I was really amazed just because this Markov guy, just brutal. And that in itself was a fascinating story. We could talk about that a little bit. But for them to right out of the gate say, oh, no, we're not eliminating that. Are you kidding? I mean, that tells you, A, how much money they make off erotic services and porn. My God, the money. We've talked about that. But I just thought, in light of that tragedy, how big can that pile of cash be that they would just dismiss out of hand? Like, oh, no, we're not going to eliminate that. No, that we help people solve crimes. When something criminal happens within erotic services, hey, we're right there trying to get this guy. I just thought that was, I'm surprised that didn't fly, I guess.
Well, how many times have you seen this in every facet where the initial reaction from somebody or some organization is, no, we're going to stand by, you know, our policy, we're going to stand behind this person and all that, and then when the public fear gets so heavy, you just eventually have to knuckle under to it and say, okay, we have to make a change. I'm sure when Craigslist, when this thing first came up, you know, that they didn't think it was going to be as big a deal. They wouldn't think that they were the engine that drove this guy to do the things that he did. And I don't think that they were. But once that association is made publicly, they have to do something about it. They want to distance themselves. So they do the politically correct thing and say, okay, we won't do this anymore. And they try to save themselves in the world of PR.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I never really knew that there was anything that they were getting any kind of horrible, horrible feedback. I didn't hear many people talking about, oh, that awful Craigslist. Can you believe they're still doing that erotic
stuff? Drew, he was called or it still is called the Craigslist killer. I mean, what more negative publicity do you want?
Well, yeah, he's called the Craigslist killer, true. But I'm sure they probably thought it would fade a little more over time. By the way, on this guy Markov, the more I read about him...
Craigslist killer.
The Craigslist killer, yes. He, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised. We were talking about how people pluck a strange thing out of a story and you know, they sort of, it's like they missed the forest for the trees. Like this guy, the people that make the comments after the stories in the online version of the paper, and the guy says about the Craigslist stories, like, the Marriott isn't posh. What do you mean posh? It's a Marriott. And it's like, dude, you just read a story about a guy that killed somebody and robbed two or three or who knows how many others. Well, I had kind of a similar experience in that when this story first came out, I sort of went, what do you mean your marriage wedding? I don't know. Does everyone do that, by the way? I mean, I don't mean to be so common, but I can't help it. I did. I went, marriage wedding site? What's that all about? And they took the site down finally, and people were writing all these horrible,
what
posts
was this? Wait,
Markov, the Craigslist killer, and his fiance had a wedding website.
Oh, right. Okay, right. And she stood. That was it. The woman who stood by him initially, and then finally, when she went to visit him, he kind of came clean and said, "I kind of did this stuff, so you might want to move on."
I don't know what he said, but I heard he was trying to kill himself. They said there were some marks around his neck, but
maybe she tried to kill him.
I don't know. Boy, she seemed awfully clueless to me. But anyway, this guy apparently was a huge poker player. They kept saying it had something to do with gambling, but they never seemed to be able to tell us quite what was going on. Well, he was playing at that Foxwoods casino quite a bit. He had he'd applied for a credit line. I mean, that's
usually
that's
the first indication.
Sign.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He bet. They said he made a $1,000 bet once. I guess they got him on video. They're probably looking at it. And I have a funny story about casino video, by the way. If we have time. Anyway, he left the casino with $5,300 the last time he went there. Apparently he wins. And his poker playing buddies, although, you know, this is kind of funny. Who's the creep in your poker group? But they were upset because they said he would drink heavily, become obnoxious, and he was so intense about the poker, if he lost at all, he would get really upset. You know, those guys, you're playing a fun game of poker and some guy takes it way too seriously.
I know the type.
Yep. Craigslist killer. So he's not only a murderer, he's a real ass to play poker, if that matters. All right, it's 6:47 on WTKK.
Boston's Talk Evolution.
96.9 WTKK.
Michelle McPhee.
That is the conversation that we try to have here. We're real. We're accountable. You might not like what we say. You might not agree with everything that comes out of my mouth. But you know what I'm saying is the truth. And you know that I know what I'm talking about. Because before I tell you, I have my facts in order.
Michelle McVie.
Live and local.
Weeknights 7 to 10. Boston's Talk Evolution. 96.9 WTKK. WTKK.
WTKK. 652. WTKK. Drew Lane and my friend Tom Kowalski from Detroit. We're filling in today, and we've got, let's see, killer, 7 minutes to go. I think we've made it to the end. The phone number, by the way,
617. We haven't made it yet.
I guess something could happen. 617-822-1969. And why don't we talk to Jeff in Boston. Jeff, what's going on? Jeff in Boston? There he is. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
What up?
First of all, I'm not in Boston. I'm in Detroit. They wouldn't let me talk unless I said that. I was in Boston. When are you coming back to Detroit? We're missing you like crazy.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? I'm just filling in here. This is not... I'm not in Boston. I'm right here. We're within minutes of each other. I guarantee it. So... by the way, nice weaseling through the call screener. John thinks he's got a call from Boston about some good topic, and some guy from Detroit who wants to talk radio for one.
These are your fans, Drew.
I guess so. But anyway, he's gone. I think the screener got the ultimate revenge. Hey, Josh, let's talk to Josh. And again, the phone number is 617.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Josh, sorry you had to hold so long.
You know, you guys, that's okay. You guys, it's a great show. I just want to thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Josh.
And I wanted to talk to you about those pictures, those with the Porsche crash. I actually saw it because a news article kind of like made me want to see what pictures they were talking about. So I Googled it and I found it. But you're saying what could be done. And the only thing that I could think that could be done is the family has to lobby Congress to put some sort of privacy law for the dead.
Well, you know, that's what I don't understand is once they cleared, once they said AOL, you're not responsible for anything within the AOL world, then it's a matter of going after the individual, which, you know, it's pretty hard to find. Some of these things are pretty tricky.
But the other, and I understand
you're
this
right,
point,
though.
That he wants to, you know, you have to legislate this kind of thing, but it's really hard to do because then the definitions come in. But the thing about this family is there's nothing they can do.
No.
Now, they may be able to do something to help future families, but there's nothing that they can do because once it's out there, it's out there. So as far as, yeah, what could they help other people or lobby? Absolutely. But as far as a remedy for their own situation, I just don't think there's one out there. I think they just better, you know, come to grips with that.
Well, you know, they'll have some sort of closure if they get some sort of law on the paper.
Oh, that's true.
It cannot happen to other families. You know,
yeah,
there's a law called Michelle's Law. Have you ever heard of that law?
Sure.
And it was done through the mom of Michelle that, you know, her daughter died with the health insurance, et cetera, and they passed the law within the state, and then it got passed in the federal government side. So,
it's amazing these families. It's amazing these families have the strength to actually. I mean, that's what a process that is. And when you've been through something like that, and then you have to go through all the political hoops to get something passed. I mean, you really have to give them credit. But you know, in this case, and thanks for the call, Josh. And again, it's 617-822-1969 is the phone number at WTKK. The thing that is just incredible about this, the parents simply want. And again, we're talking about the photos of their daughter who's been in a horrible car crash. She's dead. She's almost decapitated. And so one of the cops who had the crime scene photos, or the crash photos, I'm sorry, sends them to some family member. And then, of course, like you said, poof,
right,
it's over at that point. They just want their daughters not to go online and be literally presented with these pictures. And some of these people, you know, what bastards there are online. They're actually emailing the photos to the the family? They're setting up MySpace accounts for the girl where they're, you know, writing what a spoiled bitch she is?
Well, did you, I don't know if I've ever told you this. You know that I have a fake MySpace page? Somebody set one up for me? They did. Now, it doesn't rise to that level because it's pretty funny and humorous. But really, I mean, no one, if you went to it, you would have no idea that it's not me that did it. But somebody's just having a hoot doing the thing, and I can only imagine what it's like, you know, being victimized by something like that.
Well, there's people online, but everybody's such a ball buster when it comes to online and messing with other people.
A lot of time on their hands.
I know, they really do. That's one thing we found out. And usually a lot of it's in fun, and some of it's just downright cruel. It's 6:57, Killer, we made it, and I want to thank everybody for listening today. And, again, it's Drew Lane in Detroit, and, you know, it was a little bit of short notice, a little tricky. I wish we were up in Boston talking to Boston. And Killer, thank you for coming in today, too.
It was a lot of fun. Don't tell them that we worked on this for a month and a half. They won't buy it, but at least we get, you know, a little cover story here.
I told you, set the bar low. That was the whole point, is what can people expect? We're just a couple of clowns in Detroit, and we're trying to help out and fill in while they've got a little situation here. But I want to thank everybody for listening, and thanks to WTKK for having us today. Thanks to you, John, producing over there. You can either crack the mic and bang on it or say hi. Hey, was he on the air? Oh, thank you, John. We really appreciate it. I hope everything works out great in Boston, and go Celtics.
Go Bruins.
I don't know. Go Red Sox. Top me now.
Go Patriots.
Go BC.
I don't think the Patriots need much more luck.
No, I don't think they do. Anyway, you may hear us again. You may not. I don't know. But thanks for the time anyway. It is WTKK, a minute in front of 7 o'clock.
This is Boston's Talk Evolution.